Thank you, David. Still left, it's Wendy Snyder. Wendy, at the end of every episode of The View, they say, take a little time to enjoy The View, but will we still be able to enjoy The View after reading Ladies Who Punch, the explosive inside story of The View? Ramin Sudatet joins us right now. He is the author of the book we just mentioned. Ramin, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you guys so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
I have to tell you, if I just can jump in for a moment, Bill absolutely adores The View.
I have
not watched very much of it. You don't miss it, do you, Bill?
Do I miss it?
I mean, you watch it every day,
don't you? Yeah, since the beginning. It's been on for, what, I mean, 21 years? 20 years?
22 years, and so did I. You know, I've been an entertainment journalist. I'd written about a lot of different things, but whenever I wrote about The View, there was always a very large audience and a lot of interest in the show. And my book really is a celebration of the show. It's a behind-the-scenes look at the show. It's a, you know, it's an examination of how influential and important the show is, and also how it changed television.
Let's talk about that aspect for just a little bit. Why do you think that this show, why do you think The View had such an impact on the course of TV history?
So the show was launched in 1997, and it's funny now because when you watch TV, all of TV is opinion. You turn it on, whether it's CNN or, you know, whatever you watch, it's all newscasters discussing their opinion, telling you what they think. When Barbara Walters started the show, that was such a taboo idea that the ABC executives thought it would tarnish her reputation and end her career. Journalists weren't allowed to talk about what they thought. There was no Twitter. There was no YouTube. There was no, you know, outlets for journalists to constantly be posting on Instagram and sharing their feelings about everything. And so I think she really sort of was ahead of her time and ushered in this entire era that we're in right now where, you know, everyone tells you everything they think at all hours of the day.
I remember her saying her original intent, Barbara Walters' original intent, was to get three generation of women up together, and whatever the news of the day was, you'd get the viewpoint of somebody who was a little older, somebody of medium age, and somebody younger, and they've kind of pulled that off to an extent, right?
They have. I mean, depending on what season you're looking at,
yeah.
But I go back and I look at how she found the four original co-hosts, Meredith Vieira, Joy Behar, Star Jones, and Debbie Matenopoulos. And even though that was her conceit to be multi-generational, it didn't really work out for Debbie, who was 22 and fresh out of college, and she had no idea how to do live TV with a, you know, broadcasting icon, Barbara Walters. It was a really difficult and intimidating experience for her, and she talks about all that in the book and, you know, all the things that go wrong and how she eventually got fired from the show.
I remember when it debuted was 97-ish?
97, yes.
All right, I remember when it debuted, and I love Barbara Walters, so I did tune in. Mm-hmm. I did watch that first season, and it was very interesting and very fresh, something I hadn't seen before. But through all its carnations, I don't know. I don't even know who's on it now. And what do you think of today's cast versus that original?
So it's had some ups and downs. There have been seasons that have been really successful and cast that have been really successful, and then seasons that haven't been doing as well. I think that they've stabilized the show. After Barbara Walters left in 2014, there was a very tumultuous year where Rosie O'Donnell and Whoopi Goldberg were both really trying to be the moderator, and there was a lot of behind-the-scenes tension and drama. I think in 2019, the show is stable, the ratings are up, and I think they found the balance with, you know, Joy Behar as a liberal and Meghan McCain and Abby Huntsman as the conservatives, and I think the Trump administration gives them plenty to talk about every single day, so there's no shortage of hot topics.
And you know, since you watch it, Ramin, they're fighting almost every day. Hardly a day goes by that there's not some sparks flying between Joy and Meghan. You know that, right?
Are they respectfully fighting or not?
Sometimes,
really?
Not always.
Well, I may start watching again.
Yeah.
You should watch. The show's really good.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that what I describe in my book is that the debates are, you know, they start out as respectful, and then sometimes it gets intense and heated in the same way that it does during Thanksgiving dinner with family. And, you know, sometimes it just goes a little too far, and then you pull it back.
Part of the fight yesterday, Ramin, was Meghan McCain saying to Joy Behar, part of your job is to listen to me. Joy didn't take that too well. Did you get to see that yesterday?
I saw that. Well, Joy said, I listened to you, and then Meghan replied. So I think there was like a little bit of a back and forth. But I think sometimes, you know, I think it mirrors the conversations that we often see in this political era where, you know, someone who's conservative and someone who's liberal are having a hard time seeing eye to eye given sort of the current political environment.
Whenever people ask me why I watch it every day, what we're talking about now is the reason why. It's very uncomfortable, and I think most TV shies away from that. Most TV wants everybody smiling and happy. The View doesn't always want that, and they don't always get it.
And it kind of started, it started before there was reality TV. So there was no, you know, Survivor yet. There was no The Real Housewives yet. And it offered sort of this glimpse into these women who were friends, and then sometimes they were, weren't friends, and, you know, Star Jones's Wedding hijacked the entire show in 2004, and Star was, you know, fired very publicly, and she left very publicly. So there is so much history on the show and sort of what evolved, you know, Barbara never wanted it to be a very dramatic show. She wanted it to be a very calm show, but it kind of sort of, that wasn't possible, and it changed and evolved. And obviously when Rosie O'Donnell came in 2006, which is a big part of my book, the show then completely changed and became very political because she was going on TV every day talking about George W. Bush's policies and was very passionate about what she thought and very pointed in what she had to say about the administration.
Yep. Yep. We're talking about a new book out about The View called Ladies Who Punch, the explosive inside story of The View. Ramin Sudhita is our guest. We'll take a little break and then come back with more. It's Bill and Wendy with you on WGN. Our guest is Ramin Sudhita. He has written a book called Ladies Who Punch, the explosive inside story of The View. Everything you want to know about behind the scenes over at The View. All right, so here's a couple of things that have happened since your book was announced, Ramin, and I know you're well aware of them. But Rosie O'Donnell, apparently, I've not read your book yet. I can't wait to read it. But Rosie O'Donnell,
you should get it. You should get it today.
Oh, good.
I'm excited for you to read it.
I can't wait. All right, so Rosie O'Donnell says that while she was on The View and fighting with Elizabeth Hasselbeck, what was also happening is she had a crush on her. She says it was a non-sexual crush, but it was a crush nonetheless. And Elizabeth didn't take this news very well.
Well, I think I was a little surprised. Did you watch when Elizabeth was on that day?
Yes.
I was a little surprised about her response because I thought it was a little blown out of proportion. I think Rosie was in her way talking about how she was fond of Elizabeth and liked her and appreciated her and wanted to be friends with her. And I think Elizabeth took it kind of extreme, and the language she was using was a little puzzling to me. She was very defensive about it.
Yes.
Elizabeth should be lucky she was even on that show. I watched her on Survivor. I was kind of surprised that she ended up on The View and quite honestly got a little full of herself. I think that's rude that she didn't just thank Rosie and say, wow, thank you.
But she had a tough task. And Ramin, tell me if you agree or disagree with this. It was always her against the other four panelists. And even though I almost always disagreed, I'd say 95% of the time Elizabeth said something I disagreed, it was really hard to hold her own against four women coming at her from all directions.
Right. So she was the foil at the table. So she was always in constant disagreement with everyone. And yeah. I think that is an exhausting thing to experience, but I also think that in the book I describe sort of Elizabeth's evolution from being, you know, this woman, young woman on Survivor to being this, you know, conservative brand that really sort of the entire Republican Party looked to espouse their opinions and their conservative ideals. And the show became very heated in the Elizabeth era, and also she would get very heated. There's an audio that was released a few days ago that's in my book where she quits in the middle of a commercial because she feels disrespected by Barbara Walters. And so that's another sign that these aren't debates that are scripted. These aren't debates that are planned. This is actual passion and, you know, women talking about politics with their arms up.
Can we call that era the Elizabethan era? Are you comfortable with that?
I think there's another Elizabethan era, but I prefer the views Elizabethan era.
Right.
Yes, I like that phrase.
That's fair. All right, now what's happened since then? I'm sure you're aware of this. Rosie O'Donnell yesterday said that she's not happy with her involvement in this project, that she feels she shouldn't have done this. You know that, right?
I saw the headline. I saw the interview that she gave. I think she was on a red carpet over the weekend. Look, I have interviewed Rosie O'Donnell many times over the years. She is incredibly influential to the daytime TV landscape. I think she changed the trajectory of The View and changed the show. We sat down for a conversation for the book. I appreciate that she agreed to talk to me. And I don't know if she's read the book, but I do hope that, you know, one day she'll read the book. I think she's just basing her answer off of the headlines, which, you know, is only an excerpt or a few words. So my hope would be that she would read the entire book. But I have nothing but respect for Rosie O'Donnell, and I think what she did on this View was truly groundbreaking.
Let's talk a little bit about Jenny McCarthy's time on the show. she's not too pleased with her time on the show. She says that it was not among her best days. What do you think?
She gave me a very honest interview and talked about how when Jenny McCarthy came to The View in 2013, this was the second Obama term, and many ABC executives started to worry. It's funny to think of this now because we're so political in every aspect of our lives, but the ABC executives were worried the show would become too political. So they fired Elizabeth, they fired Joy Behar, and they bring in Jenny McCarthy to talk about reality TV, celebrities, pop culture, and to make The View more fun. Within a few weeks, they realized this was a terrible and wrong decision, not the hiring of Jenny, but the idea of going away from politics. 30% of the audience left with Elizabeth. They missed the debates. They liked the politics on the show. And so Jenny had to swivel back and become political, and she wasn't a very political person. And the other thing that was really hard for her that year was it was Barbara's last year before she was retiring. And Barbara was very frustrated and sometimes took out her frustrations on Jenny because she was the new co-host there.
Who do you think is the worst or two worst cast members they've ever had? Who was on the show that just did not belong on the show?
I think that they had Paula Faris. Do you remember her from Good Morning America?
Sure.
She's from here. We loved her here.
Yeah.
I don't know if she worked out there very greatly.
I don't think she worked on the show because I think as a journalist, she wasn't always giving her opinions, and she wasn't I think they cast her maybe as the conservative, but she wasn't conservative enough on the show. And I think Candace Cameron Bure from Fuller House was the same. They brought her in to be the conservative, but she didn't really follow politics. She was conservative in some ways, but she wasn't very political. And I think you actually need someone, when you cast the conservative, you need someone that will talk about being a conservative on the show and will actually debate. Otherwise, it ends up becoming, a homogenous group of everyone agreeing about everything.
Can I throw in one more name?
Yes, please do.
Raven Simone.
Oh.
That's so Raven,
yeah,
Bill.
She wasn't political either. But I think that to Raven's defense, she came in sort of during the era where they weren't sure if The View was going to be political or not. So they brought her in as the millennial voice, and she was good about talking about fun things. But you're right, when the 2016 election was starting up, she wasn't sort of up in all the news, and she wasn't really following all the stories, so she didn't have, a strong viewpoint on politics.
What do you make of this? The guy who was behind The View, you rarely saw him on camera, but he was a part of every show, was a man named Bill Getty, who's an extreme right-winger, yet he was helming a show that leaned way to the left. How did they pull that off?
So Barbara Walters created The View, and Bill Getty was her longtime executive producer, and it was actually Bill's influence and idea to bring in Elizabeth. So Bill was a conservative. He would watch the show, and he felt like, it was successful. It wasn't successful, and then it became successful. It became sort of a phenomenon on TV. And then with Lisa Ling there, after a few seasons, the numbers kind of flatlined, and it was Bill's idea that we need to shake up The View. Half of the country isn't watching the show because it's four or five liberal women all agreeing with each other. And it was his idea that we have to hire a conservative. And that decision ultimately led to them bringing on Elizabeth. So I think Bill's perspective and idea to bring in a conservative was very important to the show. And the fact that he was conservative changed the show.
You know what? Somebody just texted in and said, I hate the fighting. I can't watch it. And I honestly agree with that. I really feel that's why I haven't made it a habit. I like what interesting women have to say about things. But in this day and age, it's like everybody just yells and picks at each other. It's like you can't have a conversation if your views differ anymore. That's just my thought.
Barbara's hope was, I think that's a valid point, and I think Barbara's hope was that this show would bridge the divide. It doesn't always successfully do that, and sometimes the debates are really intense, but I think her sort of founding principle and what she would always espouse when she was on the show before she retired was that we have to have these discussions in a civilized way, and then we can, break for commercial and everything will be fine.
Yeah.
She didn't really want it to be like American Gladiators fighting. So she wanted it to be more civilized.
I can't wait to read the book, Ramin. Again, the book is called Ladies Who Punch, The Explosive Inside Story of The View. Available when?
Available now. It came out last week. It's in bookstores and at Barnes & Noble, and it's also available on Amazon.
Incredible. Perfect.
Sounds really good.
Thanks, Ramin. I really appreciate it. Hope you have a great rest of the week.
Thank you so much for having me.
Ramin Sudatez, his name, and again, the book is called Ladies Who Punch, The Explosive Inside Story of The View.
All right, now I can tell you coming up what's happening on the stream with us. This is sponsored by American Weathermakers Heating and Cooling, the 60 Minute Men, What's Hot and What's Cold. Social etiquette rules that we should all follow, and that's perfect coming out of this interview, because really that's kind of why I didn't like to watch it. It made I can't watch yelling? Cops either when people like hit each other.
Yeah.
And
well, there's
just,
not that much hitting on The View.
I know, but it's kind of disrespectful sometimes to one another.
Yeah.
You, on the other hand, like that.
Love it. Coming up, the stories that matter with David Jennings from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom right here on WGN Radio.